Today, in a museum in Europe, is a ring shaped like a lion's claw clasping a small rough diamond. During the Middle Ages, this strange ring was known as the Ring of Death, and it belonged to... But wait. It is the year 1500. The Duke of Urbino has secretly conspired with other nobles in a plot to overthrow the powerful and treacherous Caesar Borgia. All is ready, when suddenly, Borgia visits the home of one of the conspirators. That night, the conspirator mysteriously dies, and his wife, shocked and grief-stricken, flees to the care of her sister, who is the wife of the Duke of Urbino. Listen, the Duke is talking with his wife.
Gian's death makes us certain that someone discovered his part in the plot. But we dare not act until we know how much or how little is suspected. Ah, if only Maria could remember.
Oh, Guido, she tried so hard. The shock must have been terrible. She can't even remember who was there at the time.
After a little while, perhaps in a day or two, it will all come back to her. We've got to know Elisabetta. Our plans for the future depend on it.
You should hear her. Guido, did you ever see a ring like a lion's claw holding a diamond?
No. No, why?
Maria keeps talking about it. She knows she's seen it somewhere, and it seems to haunt her memory.
Well, she's likely to talk about anything as upset as she is.
No, Guido, this ring seems to have some meaning, so strong that she can't get her mind away from it.
Here's Joseph.
A message, senor.
Thank you. You needn't wait.
Guido, what's the matter? What's happened? Guido, answer me.
Caesar Borgia is coming to pay us a little visit.
Caesar Borgia? Coming here?
Yes. Yes, dear. Any moment now. Maria, do you know any reason why we should fear Caesar Borgia?
I don't know.
Then why did you start when I said his name?
It's all so confusing. If I could only remember, if I could... Elisabetta, have you ever seen a ring like a lion's claw clutching a diamond?
No, dear, I've told you I haven't.
I have. I know. Oh, if I could just...
Elisabetta?
Yes?
Come, dear. Our guest is now at the gate.
Oh, I won't be long, Maria. Try to rest now.
Did you tell her?
Yes.
Did she say anything that might...
No, but when I said his name, she went pale and began to tremble. Oh, Guido, I'm sure our suspicions are justified.
As long as Caesar Borgia is here, my life is in danger. I've sent word to the Duke of Pesaro, and he and the Duke of Milan will have time to organize. Elisabetta, we shall receive Caesar Borgia as our guest.
Oh, I don't want to meet him.
You wait here by the door. I'll meet him on the stairs. Hurry, he's coming now.
Welcome to Urbino. Welcome, Generalissimo Borgia.
Oh, this is kind of you, signor.
Not at all, my lord. I am honored.
Not everyone in Italy considers it an honor. Oh, this is the Duchess?
Caesar Borgia, my wife, Elisabetta. Duchess of Urbino.
You are very kind to welcome me, my lady.
My lord, it is a great honor to welcome in my home one of such high distinction.
Your hospitality is most generous.
Oh.
Why, signora, what's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Just a sharp pain here in my side. It's not unusual. I'm sorry to have startled you.
A pain? Most regrettable.
My lord, if you are weary and wish to go to your rooms, Joseph will show you the way.
Thank you. We have had a long ride. I'll be glad to rest.
Joseph, take the Generalissimo to his rooms.
Yes, signor.
We shall dine within the hour, if that will be convenient for you.
You very well, thank you. I shall be ready.
Why did you gasp like that?
Oh, Guido, did you see Caesar Borgia's hand?
Why, yes, of course.
Then didn't you notice? Didn't you see it?
What do you mean, Elisabetta?
The ring, Guido. The ring with the lion's claw holding a diamond.
Have you told her about the ring?
Not yet.
Is she strong enough to stand a possible shock?
Why, she's much better, Guido. What do you mean?
I want to talk to her. Oh, if she could only remember what happened that night Jeanne was murdered.
Guido, what has happened?
Caesar Borgia suspects more than I thought.
Oh, what's he going to do?
And that, my dear, Maria alone can tell us.
You mean?
Listen, I've received word that the Dukes of Pizarro and Milan will arrive here late tonight. But if Caesar should also hear of it...
He may do the same to you.
If he hears of the approaching army, he dare not stay, for he'll be more than outnumbered. And if he finds he has to leave, he'll... Well, no one knows just what killed Jeanne.
Oh, Guido, isn't there something we can do?
I'm not sure that Caesar knows everything, and yet...
Yes?
Oh, if I only knew what to expect, what to avoid. But we can only wait and see.
Would you mind sitting in here just a moment, dear? Guido wants to ask you some questions.
Maria, by any chance did Caesar Borgia come to your house just before Jeanne died?
You see how she starts when you say his name?
Why, I don't remember, Guido. He used to come, that is, some time before, and seemed quite friendly.
Then why do you start when I speak of him?
Oh, it's all so hazy. The ring, too. If I could just...
Whose ring was it, Maria?
I can't remember that either.
Was it Caesar Borgia's ring?
I don't know.
Would you know the ring if you saw it?
Yes. Yes. I think I would. It might all come back to me.
Then listen. Caesar Borgia wears a ring exactly as you describe. Tonight at dinner, you hide behind the heavy curtains of the window. Watch, and perhaps you will remember.
Oh, Guido, it makes me nervous to watch him sitting there, smiling and talking and twisting that ring on his finger.
Hush. Ah, someone's coming. No. No. It's a message for Caesar. Oh, I feared this.
Oh, I don't care if he does escape, as long as you are safe. It's maddening waiting for something to happen.
Hush. He's excusing himself.
Why, my lord, I hope you haven't received bad news.
Oh, not at all. Good news, in fact.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm not so sure that you are. For I'm leaving Urbino at once.
Oh, leaving?
This message confirms my suspicions. The Dukes of Milan and Pizarro will be here in Urbino within an hour. I must leave or else I am trapped. It was an excellent idea, my friend, but does not succeed.
And I'm sorry for that, Caesar Borgia.
I would sack your palace and lay waste your city. But I must go.
Perhaps, my lord, we shall meet on the battlefield.
I doubt it very much. Well... I must go and give orders for our departure. And then I wish to speak to you if it will be convenient.
As you wish. I shall be here.
I'll not be long.
Guido, what's he going to do? Oh, Guido, I...
Giovanni, Emilia, would you all mind retiring to the drawing room?
Oh, Guido, what did he mean?
Elisabetta, that's who it was. He did it.
But how? How did he do it?
The ring. Caesar's ring.
Wait, I hear him coming. Hide back of the curtains again.
But, Guido, you don't know...
Let us stay there. We'll have to chance it.
Well, Signor, I must be on my way. And I wish to thank you, Signora, for your most generous hospitality. Oh, you seem relieved, Signora, that I am leaving.
I am sorry, Caesar Borgia, that you have made it necessary for me to feel that relief.
Well, surely, Signora, you didn't suspect a guest of any possible treachery.
I do not know, my lord.
Well, it's the fortunes of war. And who can tell from one day to the next? But I must go. A few moments more and all would be lost. Well, signor, you said that we should meet on the battlefield. Are you sure of that?
I am, Caesar Borgia.
And how sure, I wonder? Shall we clasp hands and make it a wager?
I am more than willing, Excellency, to make that wager with you.
Yeah, Duke of Urbino. It's a wager that you are going to lose your hand, Signor.
Ah!
Joe, what's that?
Stop, Guido! blood!
Maria, what's wrong with it? Why?
The ring! The ring, Guido. It's poisoned. Don't shake his hand. The other diamond's turned inside. Oh, don't touch it!
How did she know? How did you? The wife of Gian Galeazzo. Ah, I had forgotten she was your sister, Signora.
Then you did, Cesar Borgia. You did kill Gian.
And would have killed you, Signor, but for this woman. Well, it's late. Adieu, Signor. You win your wager. We shall someday meet on the battlefield.
And that was the last time on record that Cesar Borgia attempted to use his poisoned ring, the diamond of which, while scratching the palm of his enemy, injected a deadly poison from a tiny cavity. In the year 1505, 5 years later, Cesar Borgia was defeated and captured in battle.
Thank you.